Mailbag time, bag alert, major bag alert. Oh, bag alert, major bag alert. All right, John, here's how you get in the mailbag. It's very easy. You go to iTunes. You leave us a review in your Apple podcast. Make it 5 stars. Tell us your favorite bar to hang out at and leave us a question. But that's not the only way to get in the mailbag.
Facebook.com, Haberman Middlecoff. Go to the page, like it, then you follow us. We also link area there to leave comments. You can really leave comments anywhere, but a special mailbag question segment section to leave some comments. Very easy to use. Do that as well.
All right. Don't forget, we will be live with our next podcast Sunday night, around the time that Trey Lance comes out of the game during the Niner-Charger game. We will start the live pod on our YouTube channel. Of course, it'll be a podcast as well, not just talking about the Niners. How did the Raiders look against the Rams? And a variety of other topics from the weekend. Before we go any further, let's tell everybody, we hope that you're having a great, safe weekend. And we know that you love the fact that we're presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Is this a Tito's Saturday? Make yourself a cocktail today if you're listening to this on Saturday with our great friends, partners. And, I mean, we're just consumers. And
we're admirers, big time, of
the cocktails that Tito's makes, because you can make them yourself, right? Tito's soda. This week was transfusion week. It might even be a transfusion week next week. Very easy to make. Go get yourself a bottle of Tito's at your local grocery store, your local liquor store, your local wherever you are. Just go to get a Tito's.
And send us a picture, too, of you, yeah, you enjoying your Tito's. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Also, our DraftKings game this weekend is, of course, full, the golf game. But golf will be huge next week, and football is coming up on DraftKings with Haberman and Middlecoff.
Yep, download the app, promo code HAM. DraftKings, you go to the app store, you download the app, you use the promo code HAM, and then you can get in our league. We're going to be playing 17 weeks. Fantasy football, DFS, daily fantasy.
Oh, yeah, baby. Download the app and claim your first wild card for free, up to $50 million in prizes, up for grabs. Podcast also brought to you by Upstart.com/ham.
Yep. You guys need a loan? If you need a loan, up to $50,000, Upstart.com/ham. You're more than just your credit score. We've all been in debt. It happens to the best of us. You don't have to feel overwhelmed. That's where Upstart.com/ham comes in. Again, up to $50,000 to consolidate that debt, guy.
And RexMD, RexMD.com/ham. Generic Viagra, just $2 a pill, delivered discreetly to your door.
Yep, that's where they come in to help you get an erection. RexMD.com/ham.
Thank you for that very specific.
I mean, we're raw and real here, guy.
Yep.
And we want generic Viagra to help you if you need your help. But you don't have to tell us. You don't have to tell anyone. They're very, privacy is key, right?
All right, John, here we go. Mailbag time. First question comes from Jake on iTunes. 5 out of 5. Best review I can give this, guys, is that I'm a Pats fan with no ties to the Bay Area or the Niners, and I never miss an episode. I originally came over from the 3 and Out pod, but this has become my go-to podcast. Love the raw and real takes. Question, does John seem to be so hard on Mac Jones? Every week on the pod, he states that Mac doesn't have a chance to and will be average best case. Don't you think he has the stamp of approval from arguably the best two football coaches of our generation, Saban and Bill? There's a decent chance he might end up being a stud. Anyway, love the show. Keep it up. Yeah, there is a chance. We'll see what he looked like on Thursday night, but he could be the starting quarterback at the Patriots, right?
No one's claiming to know more football than Saban or Belichick. Now, I do think where we can, Saban, he was never going to be there. Like, he just rose the ranks with guys going pro, right? He was their third string guy at one point in time. I don't think people had these grand illusions of him becoming what he became. I would imagine if you asked Nick Saban 2 years ago, back when he was the third, or 3 years ago, if he was going to be the 15th overall pick, do you think over a cocktail on his lake, he'd tell you, yeah?
I don't think Saban, it didn't feel like really ever intended for him to become their starting quarterback.
No. And listen, I if you're listening to this and you're a Pats fan, Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. I fully agree with that. I think it's not a controversial take. Most people do. He's not the greatest evaluator of talent. Like, that's not really what he hangs his hat on. He is an elite. I mean, he went 7-9 last year. I don't think he even gets enough credit to this day. It's crazy. His quarterback couldn't throw. He led the league in opt-outs. N'Keal Harry couldn't catch a cold. Like, he went 7-9. I give John Gruden that team, they might win 2 games. But, like, as picking players in the draft, I do think it's, you know, it's very up for debate, especially the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been receivers. But look, he drafted Jarrett Stidham, and clearly Jarrett Stidham's not about to become the quarterback of the Patriots, right?
No.
But I also think I think there's a likelihood that Mac Jones starts the most games at quarterback this year for the Patriots. And if he does, I bet he looks solid. And I think Bill's got a chance to be the coach of the year if they win, you know, 9 games this year, 9, 10 games.
Yeah, I actually think he might start week one.
Yeah. That's not crazy.
Yeah.
All right, next up. This question comes from, this is from the Facebook page. This is from Abraham. Hall of Fame question. I'm a huge Niner fan. Would love to attend the Hall ceremony. When do you think the next 49er will be inducted? I live in Vancouver, Washington. My wife's a dirty Seahawks fan.
Well,
that sounds like a good time there. And I love watching games at Heathen Brewery. If you're ever in the area, you got to go to Heathen Brewery. You dirty Seahawks fan, you. The next 49er to go into the Hall of Fame.
You ever been to Vancouver?
Vancouver, Washington?
Is it? Oh, that's where he said.
Yeah, Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
Never been to either Vancouver, though, I guess, to answer the question. Have you?
The Vancouver, Canada, sweet. Never been to Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver, Canada's badass. I recommend it whenever, you know, Corona ends in 2027. But what was he asking?
The next Niner to be to be a Hall of Famer. Navarro Bowman? What year did Bowman retire officially? Remember, yeah, we were there that day.
You think Navarro Bowman's going to get in?
I don't know. Who are their guys? Frank Gore?
Patrick Willis?
Patrick Willis?
I would say Patrick. I'd say Navarro Bowman has no chance. I'd say Patrick Willis has a decent chance. I mean, his highs were pretty high. Like, we were talking at the Josh Dubow, me, you, and Mayoko. If Calvin Johnson and Patrick Willis have some similarities. Shorter careers, elite. Patrick was in bigger games.
Oh, yeah. Bowman basically played 5 full NFL seasons.
Yeah, to me, Willis probably like a 5-time, 6-time All-Pro, probably like Pro Bowl basically every year, Rookie of the Year on some of the best defenses ever. First, again, short period of time, ever might be strong, but on really good defenses. Best defense in the league, probably 11 and 12. And then Seattle kind of took that reign, probably 13, but I actually think his career has a lot of parallels to Calvin Johnson. And if you're going to let Calvin Johnson in, to me, Patrick Willis is probably getting in, right?
I don't think you can put the two of them in the same category. I think Calvin was just such an outlier athletically, and he played wide receiver. Not athletically, just from a talent standpoint. And he played wide receiver. You just, you know, it doesn't take a very astute football watcher to be like, that's the best wide receiver, or that's the best player in the game. When it's a receiver, when it's a linebacker, yeah, it's a little different. But yeah, I mean, Willis.
But I think he was valued as a first team All Pro, right? Several times.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the casual, like, to me, receivers and quarterbacks are kind of in their own category.
Yeah, it's easier. They have stats that we use, like, that many touchdowns. Yeah, it's hard to be like, no one talks like, well, he averaged how many tackles? Like, no one even talks like that.
I mean, 7 years feels like a short career, but when it's you're a star linebacker, it's 7 straight years of basically playing every week. Like, that's if your whole career just is a prime. Which kind of was the case for Willis.
Do you have his wiki up?
I've got his football reference.
What's like his All-Pros and his Pro Bowls?
That football reference, I don't think, says that.
That's why, you know what's funny is I don't go to football reference. Wiki is obviously not as high level as football reference, but it's easier for me to locate.
Yeah, I mean, 5-time first-team All-Pro. I mean, all right, it's over. Like, so again, his career was short, but his whole career was a prime, essentially.
How many Pro Bowls?
7.
That feels
twice
pretty.
Led the league in tackles.
That to me is where I compare. Like, I bet if we look at Calvin Johnson, I will be stunned if Calvin Johnson has 5. Now, you're right. The receivers, they have catches and they have touchdowns. But for example, Calvin Johnson was a 3-time first team All Pro. And that to me, I think you'd have to do some like really in-depth looking at, like, well, did he get in because another guy dropped out with the Pro Bowls? That's not the case with the All-Pros. No one drops out of an All-Pro. There's not a game, right? You're just named to the team or not. Patrick was 2 times more first team, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how Patrick doesn't get in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this was his 2nd or 3rd year eligible?
Willis.
Yeah.
He's been retired for sneaky longer than you think, huh?
He has, yeah. Frank Gore, 5 years from now, maybe? Not first ballot, but good question. All right, moving along. Next up, this is from Pipeline Jason. Again, this is from Pipeline Jason. Happy Friday, Haberkopf. As a younger Raider fan myself, I find less and less fans in my age group. How long do you think it'll take for the Bay Area to forget about the Raiders altogether? I'm sure once we're not able to watch as many Vegas games, interest will be lost. Off topic, but I work in construction, and when you guys talk about grinding hard on the pod and blue-collar pod, I have to cringe a little bit. It gives me an office worker complaining about the heat type vibes. Still love you, though. Don't have a favorite bar as I just turned 21 in the midst of Corona. Gonna just keep slamming my Uncle Tito's. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, as an explanation, when we talk about blue-collar and blue-collar pod, it's part that's half tongue-in-cheek because we're sitting at a desk in, you know, controlled temperatures, kind of drinking like water from the fridge, 8 steps from the bathroom when we do it. So it's kind of a joke. But it's also kind of us compared to the other people that over the years do what we do. We think we grind. But so it's all relative, right?
It's not a hard, it's pretty lazy industry,
not
in my opinion. Yeah, and it's definitely as white collar as you can be. It's the ultimate white collar business.
So it's kind of a joke, but it's kind of us just comparing ourselves to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have no illusions of us not. We are not actually manual labor. So thank you for your construction work.
You ever worked manual labor,
see,
guy?
See, pipeline, Jason, by the way, John, actually literally lays pipes, turns out. How about that?
It's no joke. You got to be digging.
Yeah, I did a summer of handyman assistant work.
Yeah, to me, it's just as simple as, like, I was never good at that stuff. So it's like you wouldn't want me on your construction project. It's just I'm not talented with a hammer or nails, or I'm not strong enough to carry the hard shit. I might crash your whatever piece of machinery. That's not my talent.
How about this guy's a young Raider fan? He's worried that it's going to be washed up. To me, it's simple. NFL, people all over the place are fans of teams from all over the place. The Niners are going to have a stranglehold as they have had on this area now. For all of the future,
if guys said not me.
If the Raiders are very good, they'll have fans just like other really good teams around the league have fans. But you know, it's I think so much of sports fandom is generational. Your dad, your parents, your grandma, whatever, pass it down. You go to games together. That's not going to exist here necessarily, but they're not gone. I mean, Vegas is pretty quick flight, so it's kind of in the middle.
I also think just the regionality of the games that we get on television, we do get a lot of, before I was locked in on Chiefs, and even I didn't watch that much Raiders before we got involved with them business-wise, they were always on my TV, and I ended up watching a lot of their games, right? The Raiders, the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers. How many games for the last 20 years of living in Northern California, from Fresno to San Luis? Like, I have watched a shitload of AFC West. So yeah. Is that going away?
I don't think so.
No.
They're going to be on for a while.
Well, think about the 4 o'clock afternoon window. Aren't that many games, right?
This is from Alfred. This one comes from Facebook. Why do you guys think Hard Knocks grows more relevant every year? With that being said, the Chargers are producing their own version titled All In. The trailer looks amazing. Brandon Staley appears to drop the PR persona and cusses at his staff during his speeches. Check it out. The trailer's only 2 minutes. My favorite bar is the Lazy Dog in Fresno, California. I did watch that clip, and he's right. Like, it does look cool.
He's swearing at his staff?
Well, I mean, he's just cussing. It's like a meeting, you know? He's like, we're going to be the best fucking blah, blah, blah. He's not like, yeah.
Well, I thought he was like, God damn it, Billy, coach your running backs harder. He wasn't ripping into his coaches.
Not what I saw. But he's just being, you know, it actually felt kind of natural, too. I liked it. Yeah. But yeah, we did talk about Hard Knocks. I didn't even try to watch episode 2. I gave it like 10 minutes, not even, and it was...
It's over.
Dak and Zeke is this person's name, allegedly. Guy and John are the goats. He says, sup, my name is Andres Marquez. I went to Sheldon High School in Sacramento, California. I'm in the class of 2019. My question is, with Aaron Rodgers staying more than 1 year in Green Bay, where do you see him playing next year? And with Dak injury, do you guys see Nick Foles, Jimmy G, or Mariota being in a Cowboys uniform if things go south with Dak? Thank you, fellas. Keep up the grind. Hashtag ham, handshake emoji. That must be a John Gruden, Sean McVay reference, the handshake emoji. So first things first, where do you see Rodgers next year? I think he's back
Packers.
In Green Bay next year.
Yeah, Packers.
If Dak, now here's the thing. Dak is still...
Gutekins and him were talking on the field, and one of the ESPN.com guy just took a picture and was like, personnel meeting, question mark?
Is he going through That's the funny. Sheet? Like, he should be up today. He should be up. He's down. Aaron's telling Gutekins.
That'd be pretty funny.
Do you see Foles, Jimmy G, or Mariota being a Cowboys uniform? I mean, no right
paying,
now, but if
that... Paying the guy $40 million.
Well, I know, but if he's too hurt to play, they're going to have to do something. The problem is that Jimmy's the 900 starter. Mariota's hurt. I don't know if he's back yet from that. And Foles...
I think Foles is closer to being out than in.
They're just going to need somebody. They can't run the year with DiNucci if Dak's out.
Well, I did see a headline that he's progressing to be
ready. Yeah, McCarthy says he's right on track. Like, okay.
Someone DM'd me and said I've been saying elbow when it's actually shoulder.
Shoulder,
was it
yeah.
not his elbow?
No, I thought it was his shoulder.
But he touched his arm. I just assumed it was the elbow. I guess the pain's coming down through his arm.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Anthony in NorCal. Have to give it up for this podcast because John and Guy bring real things, all NFL, share real life happenings. It's great. I've been listening for many years. They're my favorite people. More importantly, they keep me hooked and entertained. I like to laugh while they talk about neighbors or gym situations. Anyway, if you want a great podcast, oh, this one doesn't even have a question. It's just a, sorry, I just spent the whole time reading a compliment. Not sorry. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the love, man. Next up from Texas 80, 3 and Out fan bag alert. I came here from 3 and Out. I really enjoy John, even if he has some wacky takes. They're fun and I enjoy it. Favorite bar to watch, a game at DAX, D-A-Q-S, here in Shreveport, Louisiana. They have great food and show both the Saints and the Cowboys games every Sunday. Being in North Louisiana, not Louisiana, John, it's Louisiana. Being in North Louisiana, there's a lot of fans for both teams. Bad question. If you guys had to get tattoos, would you go with I Heart Trey or I Heart Kyle? Seems like you two are ready to put Trey in the Hall of Fame. But do you worry about him ending up like his other college alum, Wentz? Great pod, and congrats on the Tito sponsorship. Sincerely, Rob White. Full name on the internet. I would go I Heart Tito's.
Now, how many years would they have to guarantee for you to get Tito's tatted on your ass? Because I would, not a huge tat, but keep it relatively small. If you could guarantee me like 10, I would think about it.
I would too. 10 years of Tito?
I was thinking 5.
I don't think I would need 10 because the beauty for me is, you know, you can just Manscaped's coming on the podcast in a few weeks, I think. But I can just, you know.
You got a hairy ass?
You just grow. look at me. So, yeah. You know, you could.
Think about this, too.
Honestly, 3 years might. 3 years, I feel like it's too risky that they might actually agree to that. So I'll go 5.
Yeah. 5. And think about it, like, on your butt, who actually sees it besides you and, like,
even you don't see it.
I know. You'd never see it. I actually think the butt would be the go-to area, right? Especially if it was relatively small, just on the butt cheek.
Yeah. Except there's nothing like...
It'd be a no-brainer.
You can get on a plane with, like, a short-sleeve shirt and, like, half of your tattoo is showing underneath. You're like, oh, that guy's got a tat. You know, you don't get any of the benefits of a tat. But maybe you don't want, there's some tats you don't want to be seen.
Yeah, guy, we're not tat guys. You know, I mean, I think a huge part of the arm thing, you do have to have a little, you know, definition for it to look right. Right. When you got flabby arm, unless you're an older guy and you're like, yeah, that guy was probably in a biker gang. Has it ever crossed your mind at all? Like, I think I kind of want a tattoo.
Briefly. I've been more interested in a shotgun than a tattoo. No, I mean, not recently. No.
I was told very early in age that it was a no-go. It was kind of scared out of me. And then my body type, it just I can't find a good spot. I don't even know what I would get. Like, yeah, I don't even know, middle cough strong. What are the cheesy shit people do? I don't know. Couldn't do tribal tattoo. Does not work. I'm not jacked.
No.
I would do Tito's for a 5-year deal, probably.
Yeah, agreed. Same. Matching Tito. We'd be like Chris Sims and Kyle Shanahan. So this actually, mailbag question comes from Data Driven 2, which is this guy on this person on Twitter who is just nonstop all about Baker Mayfield. And he linked a Mike Greenberg. Apparently Greenberg had a big take about, I didn't watch it, but in his first 3 seasons, something, something.
Well, he's right. He's won coaches. More games than he's lost. Oh, and the Browns are nitpicking like to not pay him.
This is actually a good line. Baker was drafted by a team that went 1-34 in its previous 35 games, and he's had more wins than losses. He's over 500 in his first 3. So our number one fan, Data Driven, who tagged Tito's in the tweet knowing that gets our attention immediately, like it's we're suckers that way. We can be bought. But with just tagged Tito's, and we'll read what you said.
Literally with a tattoo on our butt 5 years ago.
Mailbag, could either of you say with confidence that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or Sam Darnold could have walked through Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens blunder and come out the other side intact, let alone a top 12 QB? All right, we could debate the top 12 QB thing. But No, I can't say with confidence that anybody, and I wouldn't have said it about Baker, that anybody could do what Baker's done. If you told me Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay as a rookie, I don't know that he could have been over 500 through this period of time. It's remarkable, and I've had to change the way I think about Baker a little bit.
Yeah, part of what makes Alex Smith's career so impressive, right, is how he handled going through the shit tunnel like Andy Dufresne for all those years. Nolan Singletary, it was incredible that he made it out. Now, just...
Andy Dufresne.
You do need to just... It's hard because I had a preconceived is the wrong. I just had a take on Baker, and you just have to be open to adapt it. I think the ultimate where Greenberg, I think a lot of people are pushing on why Greenberg went on the rant because the like Tannenbaum and just a lot of NFL people. Peter King wrote it. No one believed, and this is a normal take that I think you, I, and probably most people agree with. Like, I'm not paying Baker $40 million. The pushback is like, hey, guy, are you guys overthinking this? Because one, if he wins again, they might just be fucking awesome this year. And he might just play like he did last year. Yep. And all of a sudden, they're 13-4. They're the 2 seed. They win a playoff game. The Browns won a playoff game back-to-back years. They're good again. And he's just solid. Like, he's not getting cheaper, right? That's always like the Niners thing. Is you always have to look. I think people like me, I look back. I'm like, I don't want to pay him this. Well, if you look forward, you don't hold on to the 35 is that long because it'll be 48 before
and
you
also
know
who
it.
Okay, you're not going to pay him, so who's your quarterback going to be?
Well, I think the pushback is you just write it out, right? He's
what,
going
franchise
to be four
tags?
No, you four, this is your four,
yeah.
Next year's fifth year option,
right?
You just kind of keep going,
right? But
that's
I'm like,
how I would,
I understand that, but it's just you still are we going to upgrade? You look at what happens if you think you're going to be good, you're not drafting fifth, so how are you getting, who are you replacing him with?
He's risky. That's all. We all agree there.
Yeah, but it's less of a risk when your coach is Stefanski, when you can run the ball, when you've got a good defense.
He makes – do you know what the crazy thing is? Like, he was the number one overall pick. Like, his, I think his first contract was like $30 million. It's not, he's rich. You know, he's used to the amount. Like, it's not like, you know, he's a fourth-round guy. He's just been making $800,000. Like, I bet Baker's, like, first 3 years, he averages like $9 million, right? He's playing like this, getting paid a lot of money. Now, relative to, like, what, you know, your second contract is. But you kind of – you do have a pretty good idea how he'll respond to money. I mean, 40 is a lot different than 8 or 9, but still, like, 8 or 9 is not nothing, right? That's a lot of cash. I actually feel pretty good. Like, I know how hard he's going to work. I just don't know how good he is.
Where his ceiling is. That's what it's about.
I just maybe don't want to – I'm more open to it than I guess I have been in the past.
Yeah, okay. Next up, this question comes –
Would you rather have Baker or Dak?
Ooh, I mean, my gut is Dak, but I mean,
yeah, me too.
Would I have wanted to pay Dak when he just got paid?
Yeah,
not really. So, same boat, maybe.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy video lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy video lock and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, video lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look. I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Next up, this question comes from someone who, actually, John, I'm going to play some audio here, sent me a pronunciation because I couldn't pronounce it. It's from Brazil.
Hey, guy, you say it Guilherme Gassin.
Did you get that?
What's he talking about?
What's his name?
Hey, guy, you say it Guilherme Gassin.
Guilherme? Guilherme?
That's a hard name to say.
Yeah. Long mailbag question. So I'm just going to skip ahead to the end, but appreciate, hope to meet you guys for Tito someday. Maybe at the Las Vegas Super Bowl in a couple of years. That's high on my list. If you see anybody in your YouTube Apple podcast reports that's watching and listening from Brazil, that would be me. Here's his question. Is it possible that John's guy, Matt Nagy, will end up making up his mind for Justin Fields as QB1 during the next few weeks, but keep it a secret until Sunday Night Football so the Rams defense can't prepare for the scheme with the rookie quarterback? And if so, how effective would that be? Can I already bet Bears +7?
Not a bad theory. Sneak attack on the Rams. Yeah, I think they actually really like Andy Dalton. Like, I mean, it's not fake. And I think Andy, I watched some of his press conference yesterday because I wanted to see the interaction. He actually, it wasn't as aggressive as like social media and when you just read the quote. He was actually he was very complimentary, like about Justin. He likes Justin Fields. I do think they have promised him, and I do think I haven't talked to anyone there since OTAs. In OTAs, I know for a fact, though, like, and they are high on Justin Fields. And anything Lewis Riddick writes about Justin Fields, you know he's getting it from Nagy because that's their boys too. They love Andy Dalton. And again, because they
did you get that? Did you get that from Nagy?
I did not. I got.
Oh, so when Lewis gets it, it's from Nagy. But when you get it, it's not from Nagy. Seems unfair.
No. Well, I'm just.
How do you know Lewis isn't tied in with the McCaskies?
Well, he could be. I'm just saying Lewis just talks about Justin Fields. My point is they like Justin Fields a lot, but I think like Kyle with Jimmy, because they're coaches. I don't look at football like coaches. They get very, very confident when it's like, he knows the play call. He can tell our slot receiver he's 2 inches too far. Like, they get addicted to that shit where sure. People like me, you, hell, the Gutekunst, we don't even notice. We're like, well, oh my God, who cares? They're like, you see, he told him that break was a yard and a half too far. It's like, oh my God, Justin Fields, just let it rip, you know? But the coaches get addicted to that crap. He knows the play calls.
I love the theory that you're sneak attacking the Rams. I don't love them +7 Bears.
That would be pretty nuts if all of a sudden Justin Fields runs out. I'm not expecting it.
Next up, this is from Fred Mitzdarfer. That could be a full name on the internet, but I'm not positive. I found this from 3 and Out. Good job, Middlecoff. And I'm now a regular listener. They play off each other great. Entertain, provide great insight. Keep up the great work. Question for the mailbag. As John said before, I think what's going on with Dak should be a concern for Dallas. I hate to see guys get hurt, but I'm an Eagles fan. We're going to be horrible this year, so I'm always happy to see Dallas struggle. That being said, given the state of the NFC East, if Dak's going to miss a significant amount of time, could you see Jerry making a win-now move for Garoppolo, assuming he could get Garoppolo to restructure his deal or shift some money around? I've been really high on Lance since last year. I hope the Eagles would move up to get him. They didn't. From what you both have said, he looks potentially really special, and I'm of the school of thought that he'll learn by playing than watching. Dallas has all their picks, which would help the Niners recoup part of what they used to trade Lance. This depends on what's going on with Dak, but assuming it's bad, which I'm hoping it is, I added that, this would seem like a win for both teams. You know, I actually think it makes sense on two things happen. Dak is determined to be out for a long time, and you get Jimmy to, and you get Jimmy to take a pay cut because you're paying so much money.
Would it be a record $65 million, two quarterbacks?
I mean, maybe they wouldn't need to get Jimmy take a pay cut because there is something to be said for Jerry's desperation, and if you're Jimmy.
Doesn't have the room, probably, though. I would imagine the Cowboys don't have cap
space. I don't. But if you're Jimmy, you would go, if let's say, now we are at a position where we don't think, it's not trending towards Trey Lance being the Niners' week one quarterback. But if somehow that happened, and the Niners said, Jimmy, take a pay cut, be our backup, and the Cowboys were like, no, take a pay cut, be our starter, you would go be the Cowboys starter.
Yes, you would. Would you do that for the Texans?
If I were Jimmy?
Pay cut Texans?
I don't think so.
You want that stink? Do you want that stink on
I'd
you?
I'd be pay cut Niners. Watch what a great teammate I am, and be ready in case I need to play this year, which is definitely possible. And then reevaluate things when other teams need a quarterback.
I can't imagine many people facilitating pay cuts to go to the Texans.
Not a soul.
No, not one.
And finally, from Larson on Facebook. Oh, this is a person that asked, pick a non-quarterback. This is a fun game. Pick a non-quarterback from the NFC West. I don't know if it's just every week Larson will come with a different division. From the NFC North, pick a non-quarterback from each team. Packers, Devontae. Lions, Ragnow. Vikings, Harrison Smith. Bears, Khalil Mack. Or are you picking somebody else? Kind of a depressing division for non-quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'd go Devontae. I probably go Roquan Smith over Khalil.
How about Justin Jefferson?
I'd go Justin Jefferson. I like that. That's a good one.
Or the
Lions. I'd have to Google the Lions. Could I just take Deuce Daly as my running back coach? That's what I'd probably do. I'd take Deuce.
How about...
not as a player, but just on my staff.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Oh, Penei Sewell.
Are we sure? I mean, we'll see.
No, you got to pick somebody. Jeff Okuda? Yeah. Who do you want?
Yeah, I'd Penei Sewell. You're right. That's probably a smart move. Ragnow? Barry Sanders? Calvin, it's pretty nuts that, I mean, those guys both retired at 30 years old. Like, that's kind of when you just ask a random Lions fan. They are really, that sucks. I mean, it's, say what you want about Dan Campbell. That's not, I mean, that job is, at least like the Raiders, when they were really shitty, have a history. I mean, it's the Lions. That's, it's got to be one of the worst jobs in sports. Now, it's still the NFL, and you're still playing the Bears and the Packers and the Vikings. Like, it's still, it's a pretty sweet division, right? Historically, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Those three teams?
Yeah. Well, but what elevates it, too, is that, like, they're the worst team in sports that gets shoved down our throat because we've been watching them every Thanksgiving our entire lives.
Yeah,
like,
they get a day to themselves.
Nobody else would get a day. No other bad team gets, like, that much love. That they don't even bring anything. It's not like they're the Cowboys and they're bad. At least it's the Cowboys. It's like they're the Lions. Nobody wants
like
to watch them.
It's like Justin
Their
Tuck's
own fans
face,
don't want to watch them.
It's Justin Tuck's face mask. Remember, there were, like, two guys in the league that had the old face mask. They were grandfathered in. They're just grandfathered in Thanksgiving.
How are they? Well, how
I don't know. You just they got it. They just, you know, Henry Ford did a deal back in, like, the 70s, and he said you can never change it. It doesn't make any sense because – the one thing we know about the NFL, wouldn't they just rotate teams for that spot?
It's like, I mean, someone in the league office is like, we'll put a game on, but we'll do it in a way that, like, we'll force people to spend time with their family on Thanksgiving because they're not going to watch four quarters of this team.
Now, I get they're one of the biggest brands, but the Cowboys feel kind of grandfathered into that day, too.
Yeah, but they're the right? Cowboys.
Oh, I know, but it's, do we always want to watch Cowboys? Like, there's
no,
some years you're like,
oh. But they're the Cowboys. I get it.
It shows you how boring they were. We both turned it off.
I'll tell you this. If it's Dak, no. If it's not Dak, no. It's unwatchable this year for them.
They have played a lot against each other. I feel like the Lions play the Cowboys like every couple years. Like, they just match those two teams up.
And now, at least you had Stafford. Now it's like, what? Are they going to do? Can we flex on that right now?
Are they playing? Who do you think is playing that weekend? Lions, Cowboys? I think they might play each other.
That would be ideal. Just kind of knock it out.
11. No, do you know who they, 11:25. You know who they, the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving?
The Niners?
The Raiders.
Oh, okay.
That's actually a pretty good day, Thanksgiving day.
Bills, Saints, Bears, Lions.
Yeah, like, is Bears, Lions the morning?
Yeah, like it's.
They just get the morning slot, guy. They just get the morning slot.
Just outside of 4 years in the 40s, presumably for the war. The NFL has had a Thanksgiving game every year since 1920, and the Lions have been a part of it since 1934.
Yeah. Ford F-150 is number one selling truck in America.
Don't want to go around just breaking traditions, I guess.
No.
Bill Saints has the potential to be really good or not.
Could be awful.
But Raiders Cowboys actually is, hell,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a good day, Thanksgiving day.
All game. Right. CBS.
Here we go.
I'm in. Oh, Raiders Cowboys with Romo.
Nance Romo.
Yeah.
Duncan.
In Dallas.
Pretty good. Obviously. Pretty good. No complaints.
All right, everybody. Great mailbag. Don't forget, we'll be back Sunday night live on the Tube. Share it with your friends. We always appreciate it. Get in the mailbag next time. And use a full name on the internet if you're willing.
Adios, Tom the Pipe Slayer.
Jason the Pipe Slayer. Pipe Land Jason.
Pipe Layer.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.